good time. While work, had a good time while Janik stayed at home and helped his mother. When he did play, he had only such toys as his brothers had cast aside. He never had any new clothes because he always wore the ones that had become too small for Sarina. He hardly ever went outside, for he was ashamed of being lame and different from other boys. Time passed. Sar, Nar, and Janik grew up. Sar became 16, Nar 14, and Janik was only 10. One night, when they were all sitting at home, they heard a feeble rapping at the door. Then the door opened and an old man came in. He was tired and thin, and his shoes were all worn out from walking. He said, "I am old, and I have come far. Would you let me spend the night in your house?" Sar said, "We are poor, and all we have is what you see. We have no bed for you, nor can we give you anything to eat." Nar said, "There is an inn at the next village. If you go there, you can get a place to sleep, and you can buy yourself some food." After these two brothers had spoken, Janik said, "My bed is small, but you may have it tonight. I shall sleep on the floor. If my brothers won't give you food, you can have my supper," and welcomed the old man and invited him in. When Sar and Nar saw how Janik was, they were ashamed of themselves. At once they begged the old man to spend the night, saying that they would give him anything he wanted. So he came in, and they treated him the way an old man should be treated. They cooked a large supper and all sat down and ate. After supper, the stranger said, "You have treated me well. If you wish, I'll tell you a story." "We'd love to hear one," said the boys. So the old man began. "Far, far away, there is a country where only animals live, and there are no men to be cruel to them. All the animals are very happy. They talk and live just like men, and they do only what they wish. The donkeys have no loads to carry, the horses no carts to draw, and the oxen no plows to drag. Even the wild beasts are tame and go out about peacefully among all the other animals. Once, a cat lived in this kingdom of animals and got lost. He could not find his way home. So he wandered and wandered until he wandered far away into a strange land. The land that he came into was ruled by a cruel king. When the cat came there, one of the king's servants caught him and took him to the palace. The king, seeing how beautiful the cat was, kept him for himself. He ordered his men to feed the cat on milk and meat and everything else that was good. After a while, the cat, tired of so much good food, he thought to himself, "It is very fine of the king to feed me